Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Estefan De La Cruz, and we're diving into something that'll ignite your spirit. The gift of faith. The third gift of the Holy Spirit from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Ever wonder how to trust God in the chaos? When to step out boldly or why this gift changes everything? That's what we're unpacking today. How to wield it, when it's time to use it, and why it's your foundation for spiritual power and authority. Plus, I've got a special book to share at the end that will blow this wide open. So let's jump in. Let's kick off with the basics. What is the gift of faith? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says it this way, simply, and to another, faith. That's it. It's a spiritual gift given by the Holy Spirit. Now, this isn't just everyday trust or belief that we walk around with. It's not hoping that the Wi-Fi is going to hold up or the car that you're about to turn on will start. The gift of faith is a supernatural surge from the Holy Spirit, a divine confidence that God's got this. No matter what happens, your God is in control. Think of Jesus in Matthew chapter 8. The storm is raging, waves are crashing, his disciples are panicking, and he's taking a nap. They wake him up, terrified, and they say to him, "Don't you care that we're drowning, that we're about to be destroyed?" And he says, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" As the lightning is flashing and the thunder is booming and the wind is roaring, Jesus speaks to the storm and says, "Peace, be still." And as though it had never happened, blue skies open up, the sun shines through, and the waters calm. That's the gift of faith, unshakable trust that can move mountains. It's not blind, it's knowing God's already paved the way for you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 calls faith a gift from God. Not something we muster up or we build up inside us. It's not a feeling or an emotion. It's the spark that lights up every other spiritual gift. So why does it matter? Let's dig deeper. Why the gift of faith matters? Why do we need this? It's because life's a battlefield and faith is your shield, and can be used as a weapon by those who know how to wield this spiritual faith. Look at David and Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17. A boy with a sling faces a 9-foot giant taunting Israel for 40 days. The army's frozen, but David's unshaken. Why? His faith isn't in his skills. It's in his God. He tells Goliath, "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Then with one stone, one shot, the giant is down. That's the why. Faith turns impossible odds into victory. It's not just for epic showdowns. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, "Those who wait on the Lord soar like eagles, running without weariness." Faith keeps you steady when storms hit. It's the first gift activated because without it, the other gifts like wisdom or miracles stay dormant. It's your spiritual ignition. That's what makes it a true treasure. It's the incredible power and authority to unlock and harness the gifts of the Holy Spirit. how to use the gift of faith. How do you tap into this? It's the start of a divine sequence. Faith fires up first, then the word of wisdom reveals the plans, and the word of knowledge gives you the skills necessary. These come together to unleash a wave of transformation, healing, and miracles, and every spiritual gift in between. It's a whirlwind of energy. It's like a spiritual lightning racing through our physical realm, igniting change in an instant. Here's an example of how this spiritual lightning bolt of faith hit me. One morning, 5:30 a.m., I'm fueling up my vehicle. A guy in a pickup rolls up, all friendly, saying, "Hey, it's me, Jack. Remember me?" I don't recognize him, but he's chatty. Claims we worked together sometime in the past. I'm about to step closer when a voice in my head booms, "Stop. Don't move." My human instincts say, "It's fine. Don't worry about it." So I began to move closer to the pickup to talk with the stranger. But something is different. Again, this voice says, "Stop." Loud, clear, urgent. I pause, and as I do, the gift of faith kicks in. Wisdom activates and shows me his plans, what that guy is going to do. He's got a gun. Underneath, where I cannot see, behind the door, and he's aiming to shoot at me, to try and kill me. Knowledge downloads into my spirit and tells me to stay put, don't move. And the gift of discerning of spirits reveals a demonic influence in the midst of all this that is going on. Everything is unfolding in a moment, quick, so fast, I can't even tell you the speed at which it's moving, but it's as though a lightning bolt strikes. My spiritual man is awake and ready for this encounter now that all this information has downloaded and the gift of faith has kicked in. I am confident in a moment where death is staring me in the face. I now know what to do and how to navigate this battlefield effectively. I smile at him, saying, "I don't recall you, but I'll tell the guys back at work you said hi." Now he drives off and he's furious, he's fuming, he's mad, and I can see it in his eyes. And not only that, at this point, I am not only aware of the demonic influence, but I can begin to see the darkness surrounding that individual. That evening, after work, while watching the late news, a heartbreaking report came over the television about a shooting at the very fuel station where I was at 5:30 that same day. Apparently, a mysterious stranger in a pickup had approached another individual at the pump and shot them. That tragic shooting that took this man's life occurred just 1 hour after I had left. It was the gift of faith, combined with all these other gifts activating, that saved my life. How do you use the gift of faith? You trust in the Holy Spirit's nudge and act on that small, still voice with no hesitation. It's your launching pad to all the other gifts activating in your life. When to use the gift of faith? When is the right moment? Truly, it could be any time you need it. At work, at home, anywhere life takes you. It's not reserved for church gatherings only, or for your prayer group, or your worship group, or even for your quiet time alone with God. Consider the fueling station that I was at 5:30 in the morning on an ordinary Tuesday. Think about how David handled this, who didn't hold back for a grand occasion. He rose to the challenge when Goliath taunted God. Likewise, Jesus didn't wait for calm waters or for an opening in the storm before he did something. He chose to act in the midst of a raging storm. This spiritual gift of faith is also for challenging projects at work when you're out of ideas. Faith says the Holy Spirit's got the solution. It's for hard talks with family, trusting your words will land right. It's all about nurturing your community and having the faith that transformation can happen. At that fuel station, I didn't feel a divine presence. There was no glory cloud around me. No one was praying with me or for me. No worship music was going on. It was 5:30 in the morning. I was just waking up, still groggy and tired, and heading to work when the gift of faith activated in a dangerous situation as a small, still voice. This gift of faith may activate in you and seem like a powerful insight or as an instinctive urge. It could possibly be as simple as an inner assurance. One thing I know is you must cultivate this connection with the Holy Spirit through intimate time with God, through prayer and a deep understanding of your scripture, the Word of God, and spend time worshiping and thanking the Holy Spirit for all that has been done in your life. Always remember, there has to be a balance of your natural and your spiritual life. That's when it all flows together, and it prepares you for any moment that you might find yourself in. Human faith versus the gift of faith. Let's clear this up. Human faith varies greatly. Romans chapter 12, verse 3 reminds us that God grants each person a measure of natural faith. Believing the sun will rise, trusting that the flight you're on will land safely, and having confidence in the principles of science. While this natural faith is beneficial, it has its limitations. It cannot reach into the spiritual realm. The power of faith, the gift of faith, it is the powerful, dynamic force of God within you. In Mark chapter 9, a desperate father turns to Jesus, pleading, "Help my unbelief." This moment highlights the struggle where natural faith may wane, revealing the necessity for a transformation, a supernatural faith to truly overcome the doubt that is happening. Human faith develops over time through our experiences, while the gift of faith is an immediate divine empowerment. One type of faith is for everyday life. The other enables miraculous events. Recognize the distinction. Harness both forms, but rely on the gift of faith when the Spirit prompts you. And be ready, because the other gifts of the Holy Spirit will be activated as needed. Are you ready to unlock the power of the gift of faith and discover how to embrace it, when to activate it, and why it is your spiritual foundation? Delve into the Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. This compelling new book illuminates how the Holy Spirit's gifts, especially faith, are vibrant and essential for today. Chapter 5 focuses on this invaluable gift, equipping you with the tools to navigate these uncertain times with confidence. It's your roadmap to spiritual authority. Make sure you don't miss it. Visit my webpage for a direct link to the book or find it conveniently on Amazon. Before I go, I would like to pray for those of you who would like prayer to receive the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and for those of you who are seeking a deeper connection to know Jesus. Please join me in this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your kindness and mercy. I seek your forgiveness. Cleanse me and make me new. Restore what I have lost and draw me closer to you. I accept you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, believing in your sacrifice for my eternal life. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fill me with your power. I embrace your blessings in my life. Guide me on this path you have prepared for me. Search my heart and fulfill my longing for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Empower me to fulfill your purpose. Jesus, make me one with you as you are one with the Father. I surrender my will to follow you. I choose to walk in your light. Thank you for your love, your grace, and the Spirit within me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining me today. If this has blessed you, share it with someone. Share it with a friend and encourage them and let them know that God is still in control. Until next time, go and enjoy your life. I encourage you to truly live, break free from the things that have been holding you back, and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and his presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say to you, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. And I say to you, live.